This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back. Hour number two of The Big Show on a way back Wednesday. Songs pre-2008 were the entertainer, artist, album, song had something to do with going back to school.
Yes.
So, with that being said, I do also want to, I'm hour number two, Barry was hour number one, obviously Nick will be hour number three. Do want to remind you people out there, don't miss the GT Sports Marketing Sports Card and Interactive Show this weekend at the GRB Convention Center. 15 of your world champion Astros, including Altuve, Springer, Correa, and Bregman will be present. Plus, football superstars Bo Jackson, Jerry Rice, and more, such as MMA UFC fighters, celebrity chefs, because Barry's been trying to get his hat signed, American Idol finalists, soccer and martial arts for the kids, and a lot more. Tickets and details available at gtsportsmarketing.com.
Yeah.
Bo Jackson and Jerry Rice.
That's a pretty good get.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. They can get them for an interview?
Couple of texts. I haven't said anything crazy today, but still, don't block me, Barry. You can't block a man on the toilet. All right. I should block you just for telling me you're pooping when you sent that. But I'm not going to. Not this time. We'll get to that in a second. That was a college basketball. You saw the news, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very pleased with that.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Youngblood said, tell me one of y'all has Young MC's principal's office on your list. Nick has that on his list.
I thought I did.
Mm.
It might have been a late delete for me.
Okay. Can you tell me if I'm blocked? No, I can't tell you. I'm sorry. You're blocked.
I can. You're blocked.
He said, I never get my text read anymore. Well, now you're blocked for crying. All right. You can't whine your way into getting your text read. It's not going to work. Oh, man. It worked. Barry was thinking about putting zoysia grass in my new house in the front yard. What do you think?
Now we can go to break.
Yeah. White Magic asked
early.
That question. I think that's a great choice for grass.
White Magic. A little more delicate. Aren't you in the hospital or something? Just get healthy. Don't worry about
your
grass.
It's a great choice. If I had the money, I would go back and do that. It's a much more disease and bug tolerant grass than St. Augustine. Sounds like Barry could use a cold, crisp Coors Light. Preach on, brother. That was from Jim. I wouldn't be bad.
No, Granado's line is, hop on, brother.
Yeah, and then somebody said, long term, what are your thoughts on switching Bregman to short and create a third? But I don't have any because I don't want to do that.
I don't either. And I don't think...
Why would you?
I think the only reason you would is if Bregman was pushing for it. Because there's no way Correa wants that. Correa's like Manny Machado. He wants to be the shortstop.
Yeah.
So I think Correa isn't gotten to the point, because obviously hasn't been an issue, where he has to voice that. But I think it's a given.
The only way that I see Bregman playing shortstop for the Astros is if Carlos Correa is a Yankee.
Or, yeah, like I was going to say, if he's leaving, if he's hurt long term, things like that.
Otherwise, I think that everybody's fine where they're at. And I don't think there's a reason to change it. I mean, Bregman, he can pick it at the hot corner. He's a damn fine third baseman.
He's a great fielder either position.
Yep. I don't think you make those changes. And I mean.
But here's the thing. Think about all the plays he made for you at third base, including at the most important times of the year. Yeah, you're not getting that now, even though he's showing he's rangy in the hole and stuff like that. But Correa is also above average fielder. So to put those two guys on the left side, you don't mess with that.
Just Correa, you know, Correa reminds me a little bit of like Andre Johnson in the field. And what I mean by that is Dre would make some pretty remarkable catches, but he would also just stone hand a couple, just drop the easiest pass. And you're just like, what were you doing? And I feel like Correa's like that a little bit in the field. He'll make some spectacular plays, and then he'll just boot a ball where you're like, what the hell are you doing, dude?
Altuve's done that this year. Yeah. He hasn't done it for his career, but this year he's had a couple of those moments too. But that goes back to what we said all along. A lot of things fall into place when you get the year that they had last year.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen from year to year, and that's what you're seeing in that regard.
And then there's a promo, and then people make fun of your promo because you just said something that's normal.
I just thought it was stupid.
Yeah, shut up.
Shout out, by the way, to the Post Oak Little Leaguers.
Okay.
They are one game away that's in progress from getting to Williamsport to represent the great state of Texas and the city of Houston in the Little League World Series. And I must tell you, things are going well. They are throwing a no-hitter.
Wow.
They are up, I think last time I saw it, is either 6 or 8 to nothing. So that it looks as if the Houston contingency will have representation in Williamsport, which is kind of a pattern. The Bel Air Little Leaguers have done it a couple times. Pearland Little Leaguers have done it. That's a great, great thing. They're beating Oklahoma right now, so hopefully they finish that thing off.
And no chance they can lose like that minor league baseball team did, where they lost it with a no-hitter. Damn near perfect game because of the stupid rule.
I put it on the rundown. That said, dumb rule we brought up in the past. Yeah, but here's the thing. At least they're up by 6 or 7 runs.
Right.
I just could not believe that you got an extra inning minor league game. The team doesn't have a hit or a walk.
Yep.
But we mentioned that whole thing in extra innings to speed the game up.
They put a runner on second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I believe it was either a wild pitch or a guy moved him over by hitting the ball to the right side. You got a runner on third base and only one out. And a sack fly scored them, and they won 1-0. They didn't have a hit. They didn't have a walk. That's not how baseball's supposed to be played.
Silly. A silly, silly, silly. I hope that because that happened, the Major League Baseball decides that it's a stupid-ass idea to just put a runner at second. This is like fourth-grade kickball. They're pro baseball players. Let them hit their way onto the bases and score that way. Not, okay, you guys go put.
I think you're onto something, by the way. The Ocho should have fourth-grade kickball.
That would be.
Be pretty good.
And you get to watch them pick teams, because that's when the feelings get hurt.
Yep.
That's what I want to see.
Because you know Bubba's going number one overall, but little Jimmy is going to get screwed over, and he's going to start crying.
You know Kevin out there, intern Kevin, was picked as a first-team kickball player.
And Trey was last.
Oh.
He would sound just like that, too, before he started to get upset about it.
Yeah, he probably would.
I didn't want to kick that ball because I thought it would kick me back or be mad at me. So therefore, I thought it was in my best interest to not kick that red ball.
Did you see Chris Davis's tweet with the schedule, the Rocket or the NBA schedule?
No, I did not. I have seen the Christmas Day games.
Isn't it amazing? It used to be always the Cleveland Cavaliers on Christmas. I don't know what happened there.
Sam Decker. That's what happened there. By the way, mentioning that? You know the LeBron billboard?
Mm-mm. Did they put one up for Sam?
So Decker had some fun with it and said something to the standpoint of, hey, this is good stuff for next year. And it was Decker falling down as a rocket, and picture was taken with the ball right at his nose, so it looked like a clown nose stuck on his nose.
Nice.
And he's actually the one that tweeted it out, so I give him credit for being a good sport.
So Chris Davis sent us a snapshot of some of the opening week matchups. You got the Rockets and the Pelicans, October 17th. Warriors and Thunder on the 16th, Celtics Sixers on the 16th. The other good matchup, I guess, is Warriors Jazz and Celtics Raptors on the 19th. And then Rockets back-to-back 20th and the 21st against the Lakers and the Clippers. So some opening weekend games that are good. Christmas Day, which is usually the big NBA day when I think people start to get it really interested in the league. Some stinkers. The Bucks and the Knicks.
Well, that's not a stinker, though.
Why?
Because they want to see the Greek Freak in Madison Square Garden, because last year he dunked over Hardaway Jr.
Oh, who cares? One dunk.
Well, okay.
Well, let's put that on TV because there's a chance of one dunk.
Let me bore you by going further, okay? The networks love to have New York involved because that's
The Knicks suck.
They're not going to be as bad. They got a new coach. They got some young players. If Porzingis is healthy and the kid that they drafted out of Kentucky looks like he's going to be a player. They've got some potential, but that's a big game. Milwaukee's going to be a good team, and the Greek Freak is must-see TV.
The Knicks aren't a Christmas Day team. I'm sorry. Well, they might be better. They're not
about
a Christmas Day team.
The team.
So you've got the Thunder and the Rockets playing on Christmas Day, the Sixers, Celtics, Lakers, Warriors, Blazers, Jazz. I mean, I don't know. I feel like the Knicks, I don't know who the other teams that are out there, but... what their matchups are, but I just feel like the Knicks on Christmas Day, that just doesn't make sense. But it is amazing the Lakers somehow end up facing the Warriors. They got their LeBron Golden State matchup that they wanted.
I don't know where you're at
with this. It's disgusting.
But I've seen everything, and I always tend to lean towards Vegas to know that that they know what they're talking about. But I don't see that Lakers team being a top four team in the West. I don't see it next year. I don't see it maybe 2 years from now when they make another move, they get a splash like Kawhi or Boogie Cousins or something like that. But I look at that Lakers team this year, and I am scratching my head why everybody thinks that suddenly it's just one guy. I know what LeBron did with the Cavs last year. I think it's going to be more challenging with the lineup that they have to do something this year like that.
What was the number again?
I'm not even talking about that. They're talking about them being a top three team in the West.
No way.
Can't see it.
No way. No way. I think the Thunder are going to be better than people think now that they got rid of Carmelo Anthony.
I would agree with that.
I think the Jazz, as you pointed out, are a team on the rise that people are going to have to pay attention to. You've got the Rockets, obviously.
And the Warriors got better.
And, you know, I mean, let's see what DeRozan does in San Antonio. I mean, Pop's got a guy that wants to play. At least.
Yeah, he's got that. And I think that DeMar is smart enough to realize that he can learn some things and even be a better overall player than just a scorer by being around Greg Popovich and being in that system. I'm just not sure about everything around him.
It would surprise me, actually, if the Lakers were better than Portland, to be honest with you. That would surprise me.
I'm kind of with you, but we'll see, because there's a whole bunch of people that are trying to get you to buy what they're selling in Vegas and otherwise.
And don't sleep on the Wolves.
Yeah, I think they got exposed a little bit in the offseason. Interesting guy floating around, Jamal Crawford.
I saw that. He was on the list of top free agents that,
I put a list on the rundown, don't have a home. Guys that are still out there. I think he goes to Golden State. I think somehow, some way, for the veterans minimum, otherwise he wants to win a ring, I think he ends up helping the Warriors bench.
You think he goes, well, I mean, I could see him going to L.A.
No, so we'll see what happens. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. You want to chime in on that or something else? We welcome it. 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. I do want to tell you right now about the good people at Fitz Roofing, because we know there's storm chasers out there. There's deposit thieves, sketchy roofing people that are trying to get your money up front. They say they're going to do a good job, and then they skip town with your cash, never doing what you needed them to do in the first place, and you're still left to try and pick up the pieces after the hurricane or any damage has been done to your roof. That's not the way the good companies do business. I'm telling you about a great company. That's Fitz Roofing. They're a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master Company. Only 1% of roofers in the entire United States meet the criteria to get that elite status. Fitz Roofing has it. They use high-quality shingles that are CertainTeed. They're also going to make sure that their base warranties are longer and better than the average roofing company can offer you as their only opportunity for a warranty. Their products are great. Their service fantastic. They are there for you before, during, and after the sale. Not only do they an outstanding job on your roof, but they also care about the community. They give 10% of their profits back to a nonprofit they set up called Fitz for Families. That is to help families that need roofing but cannot afford it financially. They help those people out because they want to be in the community as well as known for roofing. They have an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on both Facebook and Home Advisor. There is no reason why, if you need roofing, you should call anybody else. FITZroofing.com, FitzRoofing.com, or call 832-521-3001. They have free, no-obligation inspections. Making a difference one home at a time, it's Fitz Roofing.
Up in the morning and out to school.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey! Back! Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, Joel, got some calls to get to. Talking about a bunch of stuff. Breaking out some baseball, then some basketball with the NBA schedule breaking today. I think it comes out, may have just come out in the last 20 minutes. That's a big day over there at the Big Sequoia, because they want to start hammering you for ticket packages immediately when they find out who's playing where. Always good to see the national TV schedule, because obviously the Rockets are going to be prevalent on those. But the crazy thing that I was looking at on that Lakers-Warriors game you brought up, it says ABC / ESPN. Are they going to put it on both networks? Why would you do that?
I don't know.
That makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
You want them from a network perspective. You want the ratings on your over-the-air station, which is the ABC affiliate here, 13. ESPN's a cable network. Ratings are always lower on cable. So yep. I don't get that.
Yeah, that doesn't make much sense. I'm not sure. What the hell song was that?
Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard, Paul Simon.
You're a big Paul Simon fan?
I like that song. I'm not a big Paul Simon fan, but I do like that song.
Really?
It's catchy. It's against the law. It was against the law. You go ahead and throw stones, Song Stealer. That's fine. All you want to do is bust on either one of us.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything because I'm the one that gets hated on for my lack of history. So if I start hammering these old songs, I'm the one that's the bad guy. So I'm not going to say anything.
I mean, you can say whatever
you want
to say. I'm
going to let Barry decide.
You can,
or the suspects decide.
Let me tell you, this song sucks.
What do the suspects think?
I have already made it very known how many songs there were to choose from. So, and what happened prior to that. So.
I don't even understand this text, but they're about to be blocked. Wow, Barry, I guess you are becoming famous. I just heard your comedy special premieres tonight on ESPN The Ocho after the Rock, Paper, Scissors World Championship. Ha, ha, ha. Enjoy never texting the shows again, idiot. Blocked.
832-63, ending in 6315 should be blocked, too, because they always are so overly opinionated, and they can stick it right up their kazoo. Everybody's
a tough guy on text messages.
Did you block any of the texts
that
were
throwing hate at me? Did you block any of those people?
No.
You just let those guys slide?
Yep.
Okay.
I delete them. I delete Joel's, and I ignore them. I don't read them, but I read mine.
But you let
and
them,
then I block.
If they're a holes, they should be blocked.
But no one
yeah,
hears.
Yeah, but
he gets
doesn't pleasure matter. Out of reading them.
I know he does.
And then he can use it. He can use the material against
if
us.
If I
two
had to block all
later.
The text that commend that hate on you guys, we wouldn't get any text.
Thing. You know, the funny thing is, too, Nick, how you know he enjoys it is because, like, if we go to break, we're coming back from break, and I get the Snagglepuss laugh, but it's not too loud, but I know it over there. I know, oh, he must be in the text line. And
I wasn't laughing. I haven't laughed in a
not
long time at any of the mean texts you get.
No,
okay. That was the old me, Joel.
Oh, is that what that is? The new leaf has been turned?
Yes. Okay. Oh, you want to talk about leaves?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, Johnny Zoiza. Let's get to the
call. One call.
Okay, we have time for one call.
Take it.
Let's go, Leroy.
Let's go, David.
Oh, damn it. All right.
David, welcome to the program.
David wants to talk about Barry's neighborhood.
Yeah. No, I had a question. Remember when Barry said he had that thing going on with the board? And that guy said that, I don't know about all these nefarious actions with the board. And I wanted to know, did Barry really say, oh, snap. White people are angry now.
Yeah, I did say that.
You say all snap still?
Yeah, I said all snap on air. Did you not hear the promo? I said all snap. Are you asking, did I say that in the board meeting?
Yeah, did you really say that?
I wasn't at the board meeting. That was posted online. And then I was talking in conversation. And said, that's when you know white people are upset.
See, I put you ahead of Leroy, David, because I was hoping you would throw stones at Barry, and you're not helping me out.
David.
I can
are
see
you day
Barry.
Drinking, yeah. David?
I can see Barry getting fired up, too.
Well, I can't get through because I'm blocked on the text line.
Yeah, well, you probably
there might
earned
be a
it.
Reason why, David.
You probably earned it. So go ahead. You want to make a comment about me saying all snap, David. Go ahead. Say whatever it is you want to say.
I just didn't know if people still said that in.
They totes still say it.
What would you have used in its place, David?
Yeah.
Darn
I can't
tootin'.
Say it on the radio.
You're darn tootin'.
I can't say it on the radio.
Oh. Well, I guess that means we got to let you go.
Thanks for playing, David. Have a good day.
Nick.
I was really hoping
that
he
was
would,
your fault.
That was my
that
fault.
That was all your fault.
My bad, Leroy. You probably had a better call about the NBA.
I bet he did, and now he's got to wait through the break. Leroy, when we come back, you're the first. As soon as Joel brings us back, we're going to your call. You take as much time as you need, and Nick can suck it for making you wait, Leroy.
I would agree.
Oh,
all right, so we're gonna continue to roll on. We're at the halfway point of the show.
He wonders
Don't
why
go
his text
anywhere. Blocked. We appreciate you. By the way, congratulations, Post Oak Little League. You are going to Williamsport. That is fantastic.
That's awesome.
Props up there. And props up to you guys for being loyal suspects and not David. We'll be back with the second half of the show. right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second half of the show. 90 in the books, 90 still to go. It is The Usual Suspects. It's Nick, Barry, and Joel on ESPN 97.5.
I like this song.
I always think Animal House. Have you seen the movie, Nick?
I actually have seen that movie. Not in a very long time, but I've actually seen that movie.
It's a pretty funny movie.
Yep. Is this what way. Is this Animal House helped make this song popular, or was it popular anyway?
I mean, it was popular way back, but this is for more future generations. This was related to Animal House.
Oh, okay. Nice.
You shut your mouth.
If your number ends in 8479, you're blocked.
Oh, God.
Look, bro, you can't just block Nobody's half the city of Houston.
Nobody's
getting I'm going to block and about Beaumont eight ass clowns that think that they're really confident behind a keyboard, too, because they think that they got their life sucks so bad that they want to just try and take shots at us. There's a bunch of idiots out there.
Yeah.
And a lot of great people, too. So
somebody wants to know whose list this is. This is Pac-Man Joel's hour. Hour number two.
Yeah, probably what's coming next.
No, that was it. They just said, whose list is this? They probably like it. I actually like that song.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I like that song, too. That's probably why he was asking about
mm-hmm.
it.
Leroy, we promised Leroy. Let's get to Leroy right now.
Let's do it.
Because Nick screwed it up.
Leroy, what's up, man?
Leroy, Nick did you dirty, and Joel and I are sorry about
My
that.
My bad, Leroy.
No, it's good. That was a chump move, though, Nick, for sure.
Yeah.
I had a couple things. First off, Barry, which Chick-fil-A did you go to that all that happened at?
The one on 99 right there at Burnham Woods.
Oh, dude, that's hilarious. It's right where I work. It's so funny. That line for a while there wasn't packed because it was new and you could go there and get in out
yeah.
pretty quick, but it's starting to get noticed a lot more. But
yep.
My second question was the San Antonio Spurs. So actually Barry's the one that brought it up, talking about San Antonio, watch out for DeMar DeRozan and whatnot. I think Joel's discrediting San Antonio with 47 wins last year without Kawhi Leonard. They were 5-4 with Kawhi Leonard, and he was only averaging 16 points a game. We're not talking about a tremendous stat line here that he was, you know, just doing everything for the Spurs. It was mainly the Marcus Aldridge, who I expect them to kind of still go through this year, even with DeMar DeRozan. They're going to have to work together and whatnot. But I wanted to see what y'all's opinion was as far as, especially because I heard out recently that they were going to have like, it was like 40, they were average, they said that they were going to average less, or they were like 40 wins a this season. I don't know if y'all thought over or under on that one.
What was the number?
I just wanted to get y'all
40.
It was 40? Like, I think it was like 40. It was less than it was. So I think Vegas put it out. It was like 43, and they said they won't even like reach like 40 wins, which is nuts to me personally. With DeMar DeRozan, who's an automatic upgrade without Kawhi Leonard, and so that's just my opinion. I wanted to see what y'all's was. I'm not throwing any shade on Houston. Because all my family's from San Antonio, so I'm a San Antonio fan. But, you know, Houston's going to be balling next year. But I just wanted to see what y'all's opinion was. So.
Appreciate it, Leroy.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Leroy. Sorry Nick was such a...
Joel. He's going at Joel, too.
To
Said Joel was not giving San Antonio enough credit.
Here's what I think, okay?
So, first of all, before you start, I pulled up the list of what... Projected wins.
Yep.
San Antonio at 43.5. So let's start with that. He said 40.
I think that's low.
Okay. I'm with you. I think San Antonio wins more than 43.5.
Has Gasol re-signed there?
That's a good question. I'll look that up while you talk.
Okay. Here's what I think. Okay. And I'm going to tell you something about DeRozan. AJ and I got into a conversation about this too, because I said he's a top 25 player in this league. By scoring alone, he is. But I do validate, AJ's comments in the fact that he doesn't do a whole lot other than that. He was in a system in Toronto in which Lowry and DeRozan were given reins to do whatever they want and freestyle for the entire game. And I constantly harped on the fact in the final 5 minutes or the final crunch time minutes of a game, they couldn't execute and run plays because it's not what they do and it's not the way they were set up offensively with the way Casey ran his system. He's now going to have a culture shock because you have to play the Spurs way with Greg Popovich. And there's only one way, and that's Pop's way. So the freestyling, unless Pop totally changes, it's going to be a complete shock to his system to realize they run motion on everything. Their people are going to be required. And you're losing Kyle Anderson and Danny Green, two guys that were key cogs in that team that won the games that you said last year. So these are all things that are going to take some time. Do I think they have more talent than last year just by adding DeRozan? Absolutely. Aldrich, who completely disappeared 2 years ago and started whining about not getting enough touches and then his knee was bad, had a great year last year. He's getting older. He's got to do it again. But I think that that number Vegas put out right now is low. But do I think that they're a top three team in the West? I do not.
I think the Spurs win at least 44 games because the over-under was 43.5. And I tend to feel like having a guy like Pop is going to actually help DeMar DeRozan. I know you talked about him just kind of being able to freestyle.
I think long-term it does.
I think you're right. It might be a bit of an adjustment, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's a bad thing. A guy like him that gets some discipline offensively, defensively, as a team. My concern for San Antonio isn't that they don't have a couple of stars, because I think Aldridge can be that guy. DeRozan can be that guy. My concern for them is they've lost some role players, and the role players that they have that are around just aren't as good as they used to be. They're not as deep of a team, and that's always been kind of the San Antonio trademark. They've always been deep. They've always had stars, Duncan, Robinson, Kawhi, and all that, and Parker and Ginobili when they were at their peak. But they've also been super deep because they've drafted well.
Yep.
They've spotted talent overseas. I don't see that as much with this team anymore. That would be my concern.
Well, think
more
about
so
what
than the stars.
Think about what
producing.
You just named, too. No Parker, no Ginobili, no Kyle Anderson, no Danny Green. Is Gasol back?
Yeah, he is back.
So Gasol is back. That's, I guess, to some degree, a positive, but he's older, too.
According to SpotTrack, he's got this year and then a partially guaranteed contract for next year.
Okay. But again,
and then he's an unrestricted free agent.
You got to learn to play the Spurs way.
And Gasol is also 38.
That's what I'm saying. He's older.
He's going to be limited.
You lose the two old guys that knew the system like the back of their hand. You've got more and more young guys coming in. They drafted well this year, but those kids got to learn the system just like DeRozan does. There's going to be a grace period where it's going to take some time.
I'm with you. I think the Spurs will make the playoffs. I think they'll probably win somewhere around 45, 46 games.
I mean, I'm fine with that. I would agree with that. I think it's in that ballpark. But then I looked at what I said, and I thought Leroy was mad at me, and I was going to change it for a minute. I went, oh, snap, and then I didn't.
Yeah, there were OU Mike had several texts about snapping, and it wasn't worth it.
Okay.
So, a couple of texts. So, you want to talk about college basketball? Chris Householder said, college basketball finally getting something right. Players can now go back if undrafted.
I think it's great.
I do, too.
I think it's fantastic. I think the trickier one is going to be, because if you read between the lines, you're still going to be. It's kind of like the new NFL rules on hitting defenseless players and using the crown of your helmet, because when you look at it, it says if you are a quote-unquote elite high school player, you then can have an agent regardless of whether you go to college or you're going to the NBA, and if you go undrafted, you can go back and go to college. Elite is being specified by the rankings of USA Basketball.
Ooh.
I don't know that I agree and like that part of it, but I do think it's a long time coming that they are doing some things to try and get caught up with the times to realize, one, you can't deprive a kid who has the ability and is sought after to earn a living, regardless if he's 18, 19, or 21, 22, 23. If that opportunity is there and the NBA wants you and you say, no, you can't, you have to go to college, and you don't know this kid's upbringing and how important that money is to his family and everything like that, I think I like the premise of everything they're trying to do. They just got to be careful on that elite status.
Especially trying to put stipulations on it, like you said. I mean, when you've got a kid that you may not think he's elite, but maybe somebody wants to get him now and develop him because they see the potential in him. And he is young and, you know... he might, you know, is he going to be a superstar right away? Maybe not. Maybe it takes 4 or 5 years for him to become a good role player. Never going to be a superstar, but just a role player. Now you're going to limit that kid and decide his fate because somebody in USA Basketball, which, let's be real, USA Basketball is like anything else. It's going to have its own politics and its own BS. And these kids are going to suffer from that as well or benefit from it when maybe they shouldn't. Why put those kind of stipulations on it? Just be like, yeah, you know what? Here's the rule. You can come out. You can declare for a draft. You can get an agent. They could buy you dinner. And then if it doesn't work out, you can go back. What other than that? Why do you have to be elite?
Think about guys. The one thing I really love, though, is the ability to go back.
Me too.
I think that's about great. The guys that took the risk, slid to the second round, and it ruined them.
Yep.
Think about from a U of H perspective, Nick, a guy by the name of Alton Ford. Ford was a guy that everybody thought was going to be a high lottery pick after he went through U of H. Came out too soon, slipped to the second round, was a journeyman in the league for a little bit, went overseas. The fact that he could have gone back to U of H, got stronger, stayed with a good program, showed he could play against good competition, value would have gone up. If you're a first-round pick, you got a guaranteed 3-year deal. Would have changed everything. RIP, by the way, Alton Ford. Passed away recently.
Oh, damn. That's right. Yeah. Hey, man, Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen is a fantastic place for you to grab some lunch during the week, but also a great place for you to grab some dinner on Wednesdays, which is tonight, guys. Get out there by 7 p.m. Trivia night every Wednesday night at Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. 1901 Taft in Midtown is where they're located. Now, look, you've heard me talking about Cowboys and Indians for a while now. Haas, Imran, and the crew out there do an outstanding job of giving you some really delicious food. But some of you haven't gone yet, and I'm asking why. Like, why haven't you gone yet? Every listener that has gone out there, that has gotten back to me, has told me how much they enjoyed the food. They thought I had overhyped it, but when they got there and tried it, they were like, nah, you were right, dude. This food is absolutely amazing. I'm so confident that you guys are going to feel the same way. Get out there and try it. First of all, they have some of the best butter chicken in Houston, so if you like Indian food and you like butter chicken, you got to try that. They also, and now this is me talking, they have one of the best burgers in the city of Houston. Now, they didn't proclaim that. Nobody else did. But I'm telling you, I've had it, and I've sent people out there, and they got it back to me. The Himalayan Heat Burger is a must-try burger in this city. But what you like about it is the menu is diverse. All kinds of foods that you can get on there. That's why it's called a fusion of Southern comfort and Indian food. And that Indian food, those recipes, Haas family recipes that have been passed down over the generations and perfected right there in the Cowboys and Indians kitchen. And my personal favorite and the show's personal favorite, the non-quesadillas, you can get 20% off those. Just mention that you heard it on The Usual Suspects. They've got a full service bar, TVs to watch the games. And if you don't want to leave the house, maybe you're lazy like Pink Valkyrie and you just want to have your food delivered, you want to have Cowboys and Indians at the house, you can do that. DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub will bring you some delicious Cowboys and Indians right to your front porch. 1901 Taft in Midtown, CNI713 on Facebook and Instagram. Whatever you do, take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians Texas Kitchen, y'all. There's nothing like it.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final segment of the second hour before we get the sports mappers in here and simulcast hour number 3. We do appreciate you guys being a part of The Usual Suspects. And as you guys know, if you are Usual Suspects, Wednesdays are way back Wednesdays. Today, songs pre-2008 had something to do with school, going back to school, education, et cetera. Easiest way to do it. I screwed up big time.
Why? Oh, because you did screw up.
We're not going back into it.
I got
more ways than one, not just that.
Why?
The fact that I could have pulled any song off of two Kanye albums.
Yeah, you did.
And
that.
Didn't do it because I kept thinking to myself, no, but the song still has to have something to do with it. And that was wrong, and that was my mistake. Yeah. That's where I said I screwed up.
Yeah, you did mess that up.
I also screwed up by thinking that people that text the show are actually wise.
Oh, my God. Somebody texted the show and said, hey, keyboard badass here. Why are you so sensitive today, Barry? Here's where I get, like, serious now, because I hate that I actually have to read that text and then explain to you and everyone that thinks I am legitimately upset that I'm upset. I hate that I have to ruin the bit by telling you, dude, I'm not mad. It's just, it's all part of the fun. It's all part of acting like, oh, everybody's, you know how many people I've blocked today? Honestly, now that you're going to make me ruin it, sir, because you have to be so weird about it. One, I blocked one guy. Because he texted like 15 times in a row being an a-hole. So I was like, all right, I will actually block him. But the rest of you guys that I said I blocked, I didn't even block. But thank you for making me have to ruin the bit to let you in on the fact that I'm not really sensitive. It's all just having fun, just in different ways. Sometimes we rant. Sometimes we bust on each other. Sometimes we pick on other people. It's all bits. Settle down.
Soak all that in, warriors, keyboard warriors. Soak all of that in and then step back for a second because that's the truth.
Somebody said, good job, Joel. Everything except that Phil Simon song was great. And I said something about Phil Simon. Somebody on Twitter was like, he is a national treasure. Well, you can have him, okay?
When I was really searching, by the way.
Really? Yeah, yeah, Googling? You were Googling
like,
Siri?
School. Schoolyard. I almost did. It popped up.
I almost did How a Bill Becomes a Law, that song.
Some people said all of Nick's songs were going to come from Schoolhouse Rock, and I'm like, that was way too young for Nick.
Yeah.
But that's not a bad idea, because there were some catchy tunes in there.
And I don't remember who it was, but someone suggested the Harper Valley PTA, which is...
A little too early.
Who is that? It's not Patsy Cline. Is it?
It might be.
I don't know. Don't catch me lying.
Right.
See, say it now because
that's
of you,
good.
You jerk.
It's taking off. You can Tongue put that on a shirt.
Tongue Dot Chris said, is David y'all's version of Gilbert?
Did you really say, oh, snap?
But yeah, we actually block, in the promo, David.
We wouldn't block Gilbert.
No.
And Gilbert also
wouldn't
go,
block David.
I got blocked, okay? Okay, I got blocked, okay? So I'm calling, okay? I love the San Diego Chargers, John, and your wife, okay?
So you didn't block David, but David said he got blocked.
No,
that might have been previously.
Not blocking his call.
Oh, okay.
And he may think he's blocked just because I don't read his text. Listen, we get, what do you think we get on a show? 250 texts,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah.
Something like that.
And we love
it's kind of hard to read them all and... They're not all great. They're not all worthy of being read on the air. So I have to filter them out, get rid of all the garbage, all the hate text, all the you guys think you're funny because you're being mean and trolling. I delete a lot of that.
Factor in, we also take tweet. We also are checking Twitter.
Twitter.
So we're doing all that too. We do get calls. But the thing is, I still give the suspects, the real loyal, usual suspects, I give them credit because the breakdown percentage wise is still probably 75-25.
Yeah.
In terms of positive, good stuff we can use, and we like the interaction.
I hate we have to pull back the curtain and ruin it for everybody that's enjoying it just because you guys aren't catching on.
That's why I've been steering away from the whole porn talk, man, because people take it literally.
They do. They do.
They take it literally.
They
all the time.
You know what? You know what the biggest disappointment for me from the gal listener party was? As everyone knows, you're not fat. Because that was a great bit for many, many weeks.
Yeah, because a lot of people really believed I was fat.
Yeah.
Like,
and then they show up and they're like, oh,
at least 2 months.
Dude, like, you're not even, yeah. We're having fun over here, guys. Trying to. If you'd let us. If you just hop on and enjoy the ride with us, we'll.
If you're having a bad day, don't try and make it better for you, worse for us by taking shots.
Yeah.
Let us try and do our job, and maybe it'll be more entertaining and make your day better.
I agree.
Jeez.
And OU Mike, stop sending me snap emails or texts.
Snap.
Yeah, he was like,
"Oh snap!"
Yeah, David and Thanos.
That should be a promo, man. I just think that would be really good, catchy.
Oh boy, boy, oh boy, oh boy!
That one way better than you talking about a foul ball over a foul pole.
Leroy said, "Thank y'all for taking my call, and thank y'all for your opinions." Nick, you're still a chump.
Why is Leroy going at Nick?
Because he
you let him go
call.
At you once.
No, he took David's call. I don't blame him. I'm with him. You're a chump.
That could happen to anybody.
Chump ass chump.
Just because I skipped one person.
Chumpity chump chump chump.
Get out of here.
Chump. Say something else.
I don't have anything to say. There's nothing to say. The guy called me a chump. It's not the worst I've been called on the show.
I know, right? God, if that was the worst thing we'd ever get called, it wouldn't be so bad.
Clarence actually brought up a good point. One I did consider, but I thought that, of course, I'd get hated on because it doesn't go over real well here in the South. But he said, I'm surprised none of you played a fight song from a college.
Oh. Mm-hmm. What's, where'd you go?
On Wisconsin. Across. Well, we all fall under the umbrella for the fight song.
Mm, do you?
On Wisconsin. Man, when it's called On Wisconsin, yeah.
I'm so glad you didn't play that. Got a text. Somebody said, I've been in and out of the truck thinking about taking my son to a game Saturday. Will anyone be back from the DL? I didn't see the exact day that Correa is due back, but he is supposed to play against the Mariners.
I heard tomorrow. I heard tomorrow.
Okay, well, then that would mean he would be back.
So there's a chance, unless he had a setback. Look, he's played at least seven innings. He played back-to-back games. He has a home run. He's been doing a lot of stuff. So I don't think, unless there was some setback that we didn't know in workouts in between, I think he's going to be okay. I think Thursday is probably a safe bet.
Cool.
I don't know.
Well, you know what?
They don't want to call it a setback. Friday. Yeah.
I would say by Saturday, Correa will be back for sure. If it's not tomorrow, right, it might be Friday. The good thing is, if he comes back tomorrow, they may not want him playing back-to-back games just yet, even though he finally did that last weekend in the minors. But they may give him a day off on Friday, get him in a game on Thursday, and then he'd come back on Saturday. So that may happen too. Wow.
Springer, no chance. McCullers, no.
No.
So, all right. So that's what we got going through 2 hours of the show. We still have 60 minutes on the clock. That means we still got an hour to get some things done and have some fun. We want you to be a part of it. So stay tuned. The final hour is next. It's the Usual Suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.